go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey, interwebs, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. This is episode 154 of the World's Best Unknown Podcast. And I can tell you this. If you had to choose between this show and a Marvel film, you'd probably choose a Marvel film. But we're a close second. I'm Jeremy, and with me, as always, are the two greatest guys a friend could have. If that friend could withstand constant put-downs and public humiliations...
Wait, are we the ones that are...
Yeah, of course you're the ones who put it down. It's me.
Oh, we're putting you down.
You put me down.
Oh, then I am most definitely Doug.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin!
You know, I don't even get respect from the wife.
No? No?
No.
Wait, I want to hear more about this.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. You guys don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
it's been a rough week, okay?
We love hearing about your wife and your adventures.
Listen, I tried to get some, okay? And this bitch mm-hmm. was all like, I'm tired again.
Mm-hmm.
And,
as they do.
And then she's like, she's always like, Jeremy, take out the fucking trash. Like, fucking help me around the house. And, like, fucking just bitches me out.
Jer?
Yeah.
Jer.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit to your right?
Oh damn.
You getting fucked, but not the way you want.
I've said too much. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Ash.
I thought that was gonna go a totally different way. The way
I did too.
Down. It's like, oh shit, you're about to get that deep. Est.
It should have went that way. Anyways, how are you boys doing?
Doing all right.
I'm trying to get this.
I'm pretty awesome. Fucking, you know, busy weekend. You know?
Get this hand out of this Ashley's ass.
Speaking of busy weekend, you guys had a busy weekend, right? Recording certain stuff.
Oh yeah, we have a new show. Doug, can you?
Okay. Well, Jared.
He's got his hand in an ass.
Yeah, Ashley's asshole. Her tight orange
it's
asshole.
Fuck it. It's so tight.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
The listeners are gonna be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? But the people on the Twitch stream are probably having a lull right now.
The pants are already off.
Or they hate it. We recorded a new show. It's called right now the working title is 8-Bit Legends. You can find it on our 8-Bit Bits podcast. We're gonna start its own like channel and shit. We recorded a review, and we're going to do this weekly, of Legends of Tomorrow, the CW show that was a lot of fun. It was great. If you watch the episode, you want to hear our review, you can go to our website and check it out there.
Yeah. And we have a new cast member.
Oh, right.
Fucking dog.
I got thrown off, by the way, because I just saw Jeremy throw the puppet, just throw it in the air behind him.
Yeah. You should have seen it. I was beating her to the desk, trying to get my hand out of it.
Yeah, that's not the only thing you beat.
Fuck.
Or under the desk.
Gonna have to lube her up next time. Big time.
Oh, man.
So you guys have a new co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Rain. Rain Wilson.
Rain Wilson.
From the office.
That's pretty cool. I mean, Dwight's not doing too much these days, you know.
No,
Rain. She's awesome. She's been great on the first episode. She had some. She came to us a few weeks ago. This is how easy it is to get into the podcasting business, ladies and gentlemen. A couple weeks ago, she expressed some interest in doing something with us. We said, "Well, how's your podcast skills?" She said, "I'm great."
But we said, "We can't let you on our show." Like our main show, we just can't do that. Like we just don't trust you enough.
Listen,
give you a go at a new show.
Yeah, I mean, we're very anti-woman here, so we don't want things. Kevin is really the person who put this in motion. I personally love equality, but Kevin hates it. And so he's all about the whole like, I'm a man, I support my household. We almost
I
had to
my household. I don't even have a house.
We had
not
to
yet.
Almost.
We're
yeah, not
about
yet.
To.
He's buying it, and he's already talking about like all the rules that Debbie can't do and can do in the house.
No.
It's. Oh, anyways, long story short.
I care about living to see that house, so I am not going to imply any rules. No battle of the sexes are going on. Like I said, I want to live to see the place.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, so we got a new show going on. It's over on 8-Bit Bits. You can find that on iTunes, on our website, and on Audio Boom. It's going pretty good. We got one episode in, so, you know.
Yeah, one episode in, it's going great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some people can't even say that. It took us, like, what, 153 episodes to hit our stride?
We're not even hitting our stride yet. What are you talking about? we're still in, if we're going to put, like, a grade level to it, we're like in kindergarten right now still.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you like our banter, if you like our silliness, you can always subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can always follow us on Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio. Both of those are on all app stores in the whole wide world. And even if you don't have any of those apps and you have a favorite podcast app, you can still follow us. We have the RSS feed on the website. Please follow us also on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, now including Twitch. So please do that. We stream every day almost. We record our weekly shows.
Someone is streaming like every night. Someone.
Yeah, all three of us got on one night and it was too much to handle. And nobody, there's like people going, I don't know who to fucking watch.
Yeah, Huey was all over the place. I think he hit every single stream.
Yeah.
Night.
So
he had a good enough internet. He was watching all three of us at the same time. He's like,
oh, I don't think so. I think he was on his phone too.
Nice.
He was just like, let's see who's got the best stream here. And, of course, I came in third. I think Kevin and Doug tied for first.
No.
Anyways, you can also please support us on Patreon. Patreon is a wonderful funding site. It allows us to pay some overhead and send us to Comic-Con, which we're really saving for. It takes a ton of money to get there and have a booth. We have an amazing plan. We can't really say much about the plan because of the fact that we don't want other podcasts to steal it, because no other podcast is about to do what we're doing. And so it's right around the corner. We're going in June. Please support us. Please get us there. As little as $1 a month on patreon.com.
And if you are watching the Twitch stream, there is a donation button that you can hit right now. And instead of doing a Patreon thing, if you don't want to do a monthly charge, you can just throw, you know, $1 our way that way.
Yep. $1 is all it takes to feed our starving mouths. Look at us.
And I've got to say, last week we recorded a bunch of voiceover stuff for the new alerts. So the alerts are fucking amazing. So if you follow or donate, you're going to get a goddamn treat.
Yes, you are. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you will get this week not only the extended edition of this show, but you'll get the behind-the-scenes Twitch voiceover auditions, and those are going to hit this week as well, only for Patreon users.
There you go.
All right. So this week's show, before we get into it, is sponsored by QE Streams. Please check them out on Twitch at QE Streams and on YouTube at QE Streams. QE Gaming on YouTube. He's a big time streamer. He wants some big time views. Please go visit him.
Do it.
Do it now. Get him to the choppa. So, every week we like to kick things off with something called Misconnections. And for anybody who is new to the show, listening or watching live, Misconnections, we take articles from, what's that little site called? It's a
Pornhub.
Pornhub. No, Craigslist. We get them from Craigslist. They are real. We don't edit them in any way. What you hear is actually posted by human beings living on this earth.
We assume. There could be aliens out there going like, hey, guys, look what I just posted.
And then they get
These fucking human beings, am I right? Like, bunch of tards. They're not even going to know that I posted this because it seems so real to them.
Yeah, we're gonna type it out in English.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why the English is so broken on these.
Mm-hmm. It's a broken ass English because it's a bunch of goddamn aliens in outer space fucking with us. It's like X-Files. Where's Mulder?
I still want to believe.
Well, don't believe, because that shit's not real.
Whoa!
What? You find out in 10 episodes, or five more episodes of The X-Files. It's a 6-episode event, so.
Yeah.
5 more episodes are going to be like, oh shit, it was never real. It was all, and then what they do is, like, this bright light opens up, and they realize that they've been stuck in a studio the entire time.
My God, like Truman Show?
Yeah. It's Holy a big, shit. I mean, it's a really big studio.
Yeah, it must be. Holy shit. I like this.
They've got like holodecks and shit like that. So that's what happens. Anyways, let's get some misconnections.
Let's do it.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
First up, we always have the wonderful, the creative, the charismatic Sean Pennis.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Sean.
How's it going tonight?
Oh, well, you know, we got those feels for those misconnections, and we heard that in a year of doing these, you still haven't found your love, and so we just thought we'd do it. Guess we'd do another one.
One day it'll work, and I will find my sweet, sweet princess in her castle, and I'll unlock it and fuck the shit out of her.
Or in some cases, prince, because I've seen some of these misconnections you wrote.
That's when
it's a little, you know, it's whatever. You know, I'll take what I can get. I cannot, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, he gets desperate, and that's okay.
Yeah. So, alrighty. So, this week, off work today and feeling restless, drinks in Rogers Park. Today, I am 34.
Hey!
Yeah, that's how old losers are.
Yeah, that's how old we are.
Oh, 1 year closer to death.
That is very negative, but continue.
I'm very much alone.
Yeah, I can see that loneliness has sparked a lot of depression for you.
I work a lot, and I'm actually off tonight. That's rare. So I'm looking to party with a new friend. Not looking to go out, but would love to have a new friend over for some fun. Have some drinks, have a Netflix marathon, get a pizza, have some more drinks, and rape you. I mean, etc.
Well. Well. He's dead.
Continue.
I think Sean walked away for a second. I think he felt bad about what he said.
You needed a moment? Regroup?
I suppose that's what they mean when they say Netflix and chill.
Yeah, rape.
I hate the phrase. It sounds so lame. Anyway, I'm 34 and live alone on the north side. I can host. I'm looking for white only. Listen, it's not anything racist. It's just my preference. I don't have the jungle fever.
This week,
you know?
This week.
Today. Currently, right now, in my mood, being off work. An HWP. What does that mean?
Hot white petite?
Hot white pussy.
Oh, God.
But none of that big busty women bullshit. Sorry.
God damn it.
I'm fun, normal, and down to earth. Just looking to blow off some steam today and tonight. If you're a guy or a prostitute, I'm not interested currently, but here's my number anyway. But if you're a fun, normal gal looking to have some fun and make a new friend, send me a pic with your email and get in touch. Change the subject line to your favorite drink. I'm very real and looking to meet today. Monday! That would be today.
Yours truly.
I swear to God, I am not a rapist. Super duper promise. You're not going to get tied up in my basement.
No.
Yours truly.
Sean Pettis.
That might be the best one that Sean's ever read. I don't know.
There's been a lot.
There's been a lot, but that's good in a creepy way.
That definitely hits the creep factor. Good job, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
I've got a short one here.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard you say that before.
Oh, damn it!
That's what Ashley was saying before the show.
Oh. Jeremy left.
Oh, he
and he's gone.
He's gone.
All right. I'm gonna bring in the Russian woman.
Oh, you got
it's short and sweet. Netflix and chill. My body is average. If average means six pack. Height is 6 foot or 182 centimeters. Age?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
52.
I'd say that body's probably average. A ripped body is probably average in Mother Russia. I would have to assume.
Da.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Are you soccer mom? Are you looking for some attention? Flexible early morning and early afternoon hours available. Just be cool. No drama or trouble. I get switchblade. That's it. Short and sweet.
There you go.
It was a dry lake today looking for these things. Yeah. Even Kevin's is normally we have his and it's just real dirty.
Yeah, but this one's the dirtiest one.
Yeah, this one's just PG.
It's weird because the first one was in Rogers Park, which is in Chicago, and I've been there many a times.
I bet you have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Is that true?
Let me ask you something.
You been in my neck of the woods and you didn't hit me up?
There's reasons for that, Sean.
Kevin? So you've been to Rogers Park. Your age is 34.
Holy shit.
Kev.
I didn't have Monday off, though, so...
All right.
So mine, a pimp named Slickback.
There you go.
I don't even know. This is a Walmart one, baby. But this one is in a van. Mail for a woman in Joplin, Missouri. Don't worry, that was no hurricane, baby. That was no tornado. That was a pimp named Slickback.
God.
You and I hooked up in Walmart parking lot in my silver minivan. You have a big, beautiful ass. I mean, I really want to see you again. I see you in Walmart all the time wearing sundresses. Please, please email me. We met on here. Please, please. I don't need to use periods, girl, because it ain't that time of the month, if you know what I mean. I'll pay him things like that.
Not one use of punctuation in that whole thing at
There was
all.
No periods.
That's just one.
That was a menopause sentence. Paragraph right there.
But I do have to say this. This might be the first one where we're having a reoccurring hookup. Because they apparently met on here.
We banged in my silver minivan.
I wonder what kind of minivan it was.
It was a caravan. Had a Star Wars art on the side.
Excuse me. Oh, boy.
There was a bed in the back. You know, I like to keep it for them things.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys gone to the theater at all this weekend?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
There's nothing new to see.
Yeah, there is. A couple things.
Okay,
Dirty Grandpa. So
there's nothing worth seeing.
Boom, there it is.
The Boy came out this week, which is in number 5 position, which is 11 million.
Dirty, I ain't into boys.
Dirty Grandpa came out making 11.5.
I would be into both of those movies.
Ride Along 2 made 12.9 for a total of 60 million in 2 weeks. Here's something surprising. It climbed the charts again. Star Wars Episode 7 has gone up to number 2 after falling to number 4 with 14.2 million for a total of 879 million in 6 weeks. And then number 1 is The Revenant, making $16 million for $119 million after 5 weeks. So that's getting
almost
a sequel.
Almost made their budget back.
That's getting almost a sequel. But have you guys... Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm really into the whole survivalist gaming thing right now. I was playing Stranded Deep. Mm-hmm. That was fun, but it wasn't very fleshed out. Somebody recommended, and I had it on my wish list, I should pick up Subnautica.
Subnautica? It sounds like a shitty Metallica like cover band.
That's what they play during the whole game.
You're like underwater.
They're in a submarine playing Metallica songs.
And all you hear is the you don't hear the real song. I started playing that yesterday, and I can tell you that I have got to stream it because it is fucking fun. There's a lot more danger. There's a lot better systems for base building, and you can build underwater. Right now, so far, I've gotten a very tiny base built, and then I've built my first vehicle so I can travel longer distances and stuff. And I'm having a good time with it. So thumbs up. I recommend. Watch my stream later on tonight, or maybe even tomorrow I'll stream it, but it's definitely worth checking out. It's pretty cool. But nice. we were actually talking today about playing Ark again.
Yeah. There's a streamer that I follow who named Kiwo.
He's Hawaiian.
And it's a she, and she's not.
She's Samoan. Come on.
Yeah, she's Samoan.
She's at least Samoan. No, she's not. She's totally a little tiny little white English chick, right?
So she's from Asia, you're saying?
Yes, it's exactly what I said.
Like the band?
From Asia, yeah. The band. They play, what do they play, covers of John Mayer?
Yes, and Metallica.
Oh my God, Metallica songs.
Subtallica.
In John Mayer fashion. Yeah.
Exactly.
Slow them down.
Oh my God. So she has her own like servers and stuff. She has so many followers and stuff. Her and some other streamers, they get together and they have these servers that they have. A couple months ago, I got into their Reign of Kings server. Even though I looked and I totally applied for their Ark server, but I think I put in the application like, you know, would like I would love to play Reign of Kings too. Like I'd love to get on that server. So I think that's why I got on that one. So we've applied. It's a role-playing server. So it's Ark. It's an Ark role-playing server.
Now, that's not the interesting part. No, let's talk about the characters that we developed today. Kevin? It was your idea, so I think that you should explain it.
So the type of characters we've developed, you know, you figure you're on an island, you're just barely surviving, you got to eat something. Hey, why aren't we just cannibals? There you go. We'll kill the other players, eat their bones, and then have sex with their dinosaurs. You know? So we're cannibal dino fuckers.
Cannibal dino fuckers.
That's the clan name, too.
Cannibal dino. No, because that's giving too much away.
And so this is the way that I suggested in the chat today. Ryan completely... left that. He was just like, he goes, what have I gotten into? And then he just completely remained silent. I thought he'd be into
the
it
the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, we went down the rabbit hole, but he stayed at the service. And so I suggested that when we're done fucking a dinosaur, that we leave a sign next to it. Mm-hmm. And it reads we could put whatever our tagline. Essentially, people will come up, see the tagline, see that a dinosaur has possibly been put to sleep, and then so pretty much we Bill Cosby it, and then we put a sign next to it saying what we've done. And hopefully someone comes up on the beach, sees that, somebody comes up in the jungle, is like, what the fuck is happening in this game?
Yeah, I think we should
destroy this role-playing community.
I think we should just call our group CDF.
There you go.
Yes.
Cannibalistic like,
dino fuckers.
Yeah, CDF. The CDF. So people will see our, like, you know, we'll like, because you can paint dinos now, right? So, like, we should be able to, like, just tag either people's bases, like their fences, or their dinos with CDF. So, what the fuck is CDF? Like, oh shit.
oh shit, Molly the Raptor was raped. The CDF got to her.
Molly the Raptor hasn't been the same ever since.
This is what
Molly
got
mollied.
This is what
been raped.
This is what I imagine would happen. People would start seeing these signs pop up around the world, and then in chat you would say, you would start hearing, or you'd hear people chatter as you walked by or something. Hey, have you seen that? And you're like, yeah, I've seen that. What the hell's going on? And my hope is when we're 2 weeks into the experience, because we're gonna hide in the shadows and just build a tiny hut in the woods, stay really unnoticed, and my hope is that a group of people who are hunting comes up on a dinosaur as we're fucking it. And then we just run into the woods. Like, because we could chat in role-playing as we're role-playing. Yeah, pull down those diny panties. Come on. Get that shit. And then you hear somebody's like, what's, hello? What's going on over there? And then you're like, oh, shit, someone's here. Go, go, go. Get my dick out of the dino.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Jundar in the chat says Doug's character is Sean Pennis, and that was totally 100% my plan. Was to be playing like literally like, hey guys, listen. So I just saw this other clan around the corner, right? They've got two saber tooths, right? Okay, but they've gotten off because they're off like collecting scavenging and shit. Let's kill them. Let's fuck their dinosaurs. All right, and then let's eat them. Let's just fucking eat them. Like, listen, hold on. Let's revise this. Let's fuck their dinosaurs. And then let's fuck them. And then we hack them to pieces and barbecue them. But we leave their dinos alive, and then we just run away.
We scar them for life.
Sedate the dinos to knock them out. Can fuck them and leave them.
Yes. And this, so that's the plan. That's our sadistic, messed up. That's how we role play around here.
This is why we don't have anyone else on the show, by the way. That's why there has to be separate shows.
Devin just said in the chat, also, I don't think Rain should hang out with you guys anymore. It's probably solid.
Rain is probably, she probably has as soon as she heard our idea, she has a whiteboard. And she completely wiped it clean and then started coming up with an entire plan of how and like building the island and structuring it of where we could hide, what animals we could rape first. She's probably got it all planned out.
Yeah, that's probably. I wait to those dinos. Once again, Kiwi said maybe I should be Jared from Subway fucking all the kitty dinos. You know what? Jesus. I'll wait till the dinos are of consenting age, and yeah, then I will bang
I mean,
them.
We're going to respect them. We can't, you know, there's obviously dino laws that we can't break. I mean, come on, guys.
Unwritten dino laws.
No, I'm pretty sure we're going to fight the baby dinos, too.
If there's grass on the lizard... play ball?
If there's scales on the lizard, play ball.
No. Listen, if it's out of the egg,
play
it's
ball.
Good to bang.
Wow, this is taking a turn.
No, it hasn't. We've been here for a while.
Yeah, this was your idea.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't let me give you ideas. This is what happens.
No, I can't wait. I hope, I hope we get in. But I'm really worried now that someone in the chat's going to be like, "Dearest Kiwo." Listen, I know that OMFG, it's Doug, Kevin WK, and 8-Bit Chair all applied to being don't do it.
They've got some real sick ideas.
Fuck your dinos.
You want to have fuck your dinos?
They will fuck your dinos and eat your bones. Don't do it.
I'm pretty sure if I could, that would be the title to this week's show. We're going to fuck your dinos and eat your bones.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get on some news here. Let's talk some business. Let's get down. Let's get serious. Okay, where we report the news, we tell our opinions that no one cares about. Let's do it now. Do you guys care about the Oscars?
Not anymore.
Okay,
I still care about it a couple years ago.
Right. So everybody obviously at this point has heard about Oscars being. Was it hashtag white Oscar privilege or something like that?
Oscar
so white. And I don't know if they're talking about Oscar the Cat or the actual physical award show, but I guess it's the award show. Do you guys have a side on this, or do you? And you know what they did was they just announced Oscars went out of their way to officially change membership policies to increase. Mm-hmm. We went in text message. We were talking about this all week here, and we actually read the policies of how these nominees get selected, and it's kind of one sided. It's you know, it's very questionable. So now that
it's
they've
really crazy, like the whole. So they send out all these nominated, like these are the people that are nominated. They send you the screeners, blah, blah, whatever. And then you have cards essentially to fill out that's like, what are your top choices? So then like, so, you know, you're watching a movie, you're like, oh shit, Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, duh, Revenant was awesome. Number one. Well, if enough people do that, he automatically gets a nomination. Like he's automatically in the top five to run based on that. So yeah. You have people that like, you know, maybe they're just, I don't know, maybe they didn't watch the movie or whatever. So it's very, it's prejudice in a way that people are just like, this year my top five actors were.
Yeah, and essentially, you know, the person with the highest numbers first. And so if you reach that magical number of 100 votes, then you automatically get into the, you're already in.
And yeah, so, exactly. And so there's literally people who could, like, okay, so if you hit that number first, if Leo hits the number first, automatically he's going to get a nomination for, like, you know, actor in a role or whatever. But if, like, Michael B. Jordan, like, literally hit 105, but all five slots are already taken, it tough shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Because and so it's just like,
they've already filled the roles. Like, that's, it's kind of, I don't understand. I wish they would just do the, like, we'll tally them up and who the top five that have the most, not the first top five. Because that seems really goddamn, like, unfair. Because someone could literally get more nominate, like, more of those votes, but they've already, because they could have already filled them.
Yeah, and that it's very strange. And so it's, we read it and we're like, is this right? And it's right there in their policy. I was just like, this is fucking stupid. Yep. And so that's the way to do it. But here's the good news. It was 90, I think the number was 97% white. Was
94.
94% of the membership of the Academy were white. They're going to double, and I think it was men too, right? It was a very high number for men.
Yeah.
And so what they're going to do is double the diversity by doubling the number of women. And I don't think they would say black people as well.
No, well, I think they're going to, their plan is also to add more members of what do they say specifically? Not necessarily of color, but like
different races
essentially. Yeah, like because there's, I forget the number of like Asian members, but it's even like smaller than black. Like it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And there's some people out there who have the.
There's like three members that are Asian. It's so small. It's like, holy shit.
There's a lot of people out there who are on different sides of it. You have some who are boycotting it, like Will Smith and his wife, Mark Ruffalo.
Even though he's
going to be there now. Yeah. Okay, better example, Spike Lee, but he boycotts it every year. And then there is, unless he's winning. But then you have people who are just saying, you know, like it's been 2 years in a row that it just so happens that other people thought that these people had better performances, and then some other people are like, it's just the fucking Oscars, like there's bigger problems to worry about, who fucking cares? So there's been those three type of groups that people have fallen into. At first I was on the side of like, you know, it could have been a simple mistake, but after we looked at those policies and stuff, I was just like, well, it definitely could have been some prejudice there.
Yeah, exactly, because I said this in our chat, like, it's a bunch of old white dudes, because it's people that are in the membership, like, have membership for life. So it's people that have been a part of it for, you know, not necessarily the 88 years it's been in existence, but some of them have been a part of it for decades. And two old white dudes,
they don't want to see things change.
They're kind of like, they're that racist for like, I'm not racist, but
and
I'm pretty sure my cleaning lady stole $5. She's Mexican. You know, like Lucille Bluth from
Arrested Development.
From Arrested Development, but like a male version, probably some of the females too.
I have to say, this isn't often, but SNL, Saturday Night Live, hit it on
oh my
the head.
God, did you see that? Yeah. Holy
so
shit.
They recreated the Oscars, and pretty much it seems like every movie with black actors, they would always nominate their, like, just random white people that are in it. You should watch it. It's all over. You can watch it on Hulu. You can watch it on pretty much anything. But it's actually pretty funny, you know, to the point of how ridiculous it was. And it's kind of had a point. You know, it's just, it seems like, say one, you know, if you've seen Creed this year, you'll know it was a pretty amazing movie. And Michael B. Jordan did an unbelievable job.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he's nowhere nominated. Yeah. Although Sylvester Stallone's nominated, and I mean, although he did a great job, not nearly as good as Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I mean, he was really good, but I'm not sure it's his best Rocky performance. No. So why did this one get him an Oscar nod? It's because he's old. He's an old white dude playing a not necessarily down on his dumped ex-boxer, but like, you know, I don't want to spoil the movie for people, but like, he's not doing great. He's doing all right. He's not doing great. And he has some tough times. And that speaks to the old people who are part of the Academy.
Because, you know, if you're part of the Oscar Academy, you're going through some tough times.
Well, no, just that you're old and parts of your body are starting to fail.
Like and then same thing goes with Compton.
Yeah. Yes.
Like that. There were some amazing performances in that film.
Unbelievable. I was telling you about that with, like, the actor, Taylor. I can't think of his name, but he played Dr. Dre's character. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Yep. O'Shea's character, like Ice Cube's son, looked exactly like Ice Cube, did an amazing role.
He's even got that open mouth thing.
Well, it's his son. They look exactly alike.
It's probably not something he had to learn. It's probably just...
It's just there.
It's just there. It's part of his just...
I'll bet... That movie got shunned on a lot of awards, mostly because people were like, probably, oh, there's too much cussing in it.
Or oh, like black people, rap music. Oh,
that movie
remember,
was so good.
What happened, Tipper Gore? You were going to stop this rap nonsense.
it's really, but if you haven't had a chance to see Straight Outta Compton,
even
if you're not into hip hop, it's got an amazing story to it.
Did
it's
you guys
really...
see Hateful Eight yet?
No.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
I understand that, like, that movie is a movie of supporting actors because, like, there's a lot of, like, main characters, but there's, like, everyone's a main character to some degree. Mm. But, like, Sammy should have gotten the goddamn nomination for that role because that was probably one of his best. It was so good. He was, like, in my opinion, he was the main character of that movie when it came down to it. But even as a supporting actor, he should have gotten something. Mm-hmm. But the chick did. Jennifer Jason Leigh got a fucking nom for being, like, I don't know if it's supporting actress or even, like, head actress. And it's one of those things where it's like, she was good, but Sammy was so much better. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. She had, like, 8 lines in the whole movie.
Yeah, otherwise she just stood there and sat there and looked crazy as shit.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Leonardo DiCaprio only had 8 lines in his movie, too.
What, in Revenant?
Yeah, but he was, like, you know, it was about him the whole time.
Yeah.
So. Shh, don't ruin it.
I don't know. It seems, once again, the deeper you look into it, the more shady it seems. But apparently it's going to be on the upswing next year. We'll see if that's actually held up, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see how Chris Rock is going to handle it being
he's going to address it, and I'm pretty sure the Academy was like, "Please address this and make us comfortable."
Yeah, but don't embarrass us.
Right. Make it comfortable for everyone, but don't embarrass us.
Yeah.
So all right, moving on here, we had the... Okay, so Star Wars was pushed
speaking
back.
Speaking of embarrassing.
Yeah, speaking of embarrassing. Star Wars was pushed to Christmas of 2017.
No, this is episode 8.
Episode 8. And it was moved to December 15th. And the same... And then a weekend later, on the 25th, Avatar 2 was scheduled. And no, it's not.
It was good. I was really pumped for this because I was super excited to see Star Wars come out, episode 8, make a fuck ton of money again. Probably not as much as episode 7 because people want to see something that, you know, like, oh shit.
Holy shit.
But now it's like, okay, we've seen it. And some people, you know, won't be as big. It'll still be huge. But I was really excited to see them be like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, Avatar 2, watch this shit. Aww.
Yeah, it was essentially
nothing.
And then it was essentially a middle finger. It was just like, well, we don't give a shit about you, Avatar.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, James Cameron, they're like, oh, it's been delayed. You know, there's things that we have to do. There's problems. I mean, there was never a date. Like, the 20th Century Fox never announced it for that for the 25th. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was sitting there. It was in that slot. And then instantly, as soon as Star Wars moved, Avatar 2 went, oh, no, we're delayed. Yes. No, we got, you know, there's things happening here. We just, you know, we're building new technology, so.
Plus, I wonder if Disney was planning on doing the same thing that they did this past year, where Star Wars came out, and they literally booked IMAX straight for a month. And I just wonder if like Avatar 2 went like, fuck, we can't fucking do that.
Yeah, they're
we can't have a movie come out and not be on IMAX.
20th Century Fox was like, we ain't got Mickey Mouse money. We can't fucking book.
We ain't got that mouse money.
We can't book it for a month. They're like, fuck.
Ferngully. Yeah. It really is. Rain was saying Ferngully Part 2.
Yeah. Ugh, it was so terrible.
I don't remember a damn thing about that movie. I don't understand how it made so much money.
Yeah, we talked about this. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were like, you know what? It's made the most money ever, but it's so unforgettable because nothing stood out.
It's so forgettable.
It's so forgettable, yeah. Because nothing stood out. We talked about that, and it's right. I mean, there's not... I got it for Christmas like 14 years ago and it's still in the plastic.
Yeah. It's what movie that you definitely have to see in theaters, because watching it any other way isn't as good, especially like you have to see it in like 3D also, like, because that's what it was made for, and that's why so many people wanted to see it, because it was like this crazy new technology and way of filming and blah blah blah, all this stuff. And we talk about all the way all the time, or this past week, just like why it made so much money, you know, and then people are like, well, it's the highest grossing movie of all time. Well, yeah, any movie's gonna make a fuck ton of money when you leave it in theaters for 236 goddamn days. That's 7.5 months.
And everyone got on the 3D train, because they actually did 3D right. That's the only thing I remember about it, and it sparked the 3D movement again. And so, I mean,
it did. It's true.
But other than that,
what the fuck? There was nothing else in it. Like, I mean, it was just a bunch of blue people.
There is one more memorable thing. It did start a new porn category.
That's true. Ponytail sex.
Yeah, and boy, it was hot. Whew. What?
Oh, you need to.
There was an actual, like, where they dressed up in blue.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. I was like, you need to get laid more, sir. You have,
where's Ashley? Where's
she's
Ashley?
She's right there. Like, she's no, got she's, a big old gaping hole where your fist was.
She's down. She's down below. Okay, let's see what else we got. The inspiration of the reason why this podcast was even started, my man, because we talk together, talk a lot on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith is becoming the real blunt man in a new TV show. He's announced that they've filmed a pilot. It's called Hollyweed. And it's essentially Clerks in a weed shop, in a dispensary in Hollywood.
You know what? When I read this and it said Hollyweed, I did not think Hollywood. I honestly thought Halloween. And
really?
I was like, is this going to be like around Halloween? I don't understand.
And the picture lends itself to that probably thought process,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because just scrolling through these earlier, I was like, okay, that's weird. But Hollywood and Hollywood, that makes way more sense.
So it follows two potheads played by Kevin Smith and Donnell
Rawlings.
Yep, from the Chappelle Show.
Ashy Larry.
And so it also has Kristen Bauer Van Stratton from True Blood and Frankie Shaw from Mr.
Frankie
Robot.
Shaw.
And so it's going to be great. It's navigating the up and downs of managing a small business, quest for profit, and the perfect bud. And, you know, it's going to be kind of cool. And so hopefully it gets picked up. I'm a big supporter of Kevin Smith. I like his work. It's very weird. It's very fun. I know a lot of people hate it.
Did you guys watch, Kev, you can ignore this. I just know you didn't. But did Jared, did you watch his CW Man of Steel DC Cinematic Universe special last week?
I didn't get a chance to. I think I was working that night. But
it was after The Flash, and it was him and Jeff Johns, I think is his name, from DC. And they were just talking about the upcoming, you know, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, all you know, Suicide Squad, all that stuff.
Right.
And I'm watching it, and I'm like, man, okay, so obviously he's lost a lot of weight. So I was like, man, he looks different. Something's weird. I can't figure it out. I was like, oh, he's in blue jeans for one. That's different. Don't really see him in that. And he had that huge jacket on that he always wears.
Right.
The one that he wore to like his first premiere when he was like 100 pounds heavier. So it's like a fucking dress on him now. And I was like, man, I can't place it. Something's different. And it took me like a week. And I was like, that motherfucker wasn't wearing a hockey jersey. I was like, could not figure it out. What was different about him? I was just like, man, it must just be the jeans and the jacket. Like something's throwing me off right now. No, he wasn't wearing a jersey.
Yeah, he's known for that. He's essentially for the past like 10 years, he's worn nothing but jerseys.
Yeah.
So
he has like custom made ones just for him.
Now he's got that hot bod. He wants to show it off.
For real. I would too. Okay, so this next story is going to make Kevin real sad. So if you don't like to see Kevin cry, turn away.
I'll see you guys later.
They have canceled the Terminator Genesis sequel.
They pulled a Fox,
and it's off the calendar. And in its place is the Baywatch movie. So that's good, right?
No.
You know,
whoever thought Baywatch was a good idea for a movie.
I'm so surprised with this because of the fact that it made money. Like it made money, but they still were just like, fuck it, it didn't make enough. I mean, it only grossed $89 million domestically, but it had to make money, right? Like overseas? Right? Somebody look that up while we do this story.
Hold on, I'm looking to see who's going to be in the
The Rock.
The Baywatch movie. Well, okay, Zac Efron, because, I mean, duh, look at that motherfucker, right? But then Alexandria Daddario, fuck yeah, count me in. If she's in a fucking bikini, I'm all about it. And did you guys watch the first season of True Detective?
No.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I can't. I saw those trailers.
I need to link you to the pictures from her in that show because girl's got a body.
The Rock's got a body and he's in it.
Yeah, no, but I already watched his one show, Ballers, so I'm already aware.
Put Dwayne Johnson in a bikini, and I'm all over it.
I bet you are. All, dude, hey, hashtag give me them abs.
Hashtag give me them abs. okay, so here's something else that's kind of funny. If anyone follows the DC world, minus Ring, but we're talking her into it. That shit's going to happen. We know that DC has been teasing something called Rebirth, and I follow the New 52s. I read the Batman books. I know that Doug does as well. Greg Capullo, they're taking a vacation, and so they're off the new books for a while, and so that leave. I'm like, well, what is Rebirth? But they also said that they're coming back as well. And they're going to do another Batman series, but just after probably a little bit of time off. And so nobody really knows what's going on with Rebirth, but a lot of people are, there's a lot of rumors that they're rebooting again, but that would make no fucking sense because the 52s have been phenomenal for the most part. And that has been a reboot, and it's only been like a year and a half, 2 years since those came out. And it does not make sense. So there's the rumor that they're rebooting the new 52s again. They're renumbering all their books to one again. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups now. Or they're going bi-monthly.
They're doing it because New 52 started off strong, but they're like losing money. It's not doing well right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I heard that they were making hand over fist when they first released the 52s.
Yeah, at the very beginning, but like the past few months, and like they keep dropping and adding new series that only run for like 5 issues before it gets canceled again.
That sucks.
So I guess that would be a reason for rebirth.
Yeah, I mean it is dumb because they just did it like 3 or 4 years, whatever that was. I think 2012.
That stinks.
Yeah.
But I'm, hey, it's number ones again, so I'll be there to buy them. No, I won't. Fuck.
So that means we get to see Batman's parents die again.
Yay, another reboot. Okay, so there's the Ultra 4K Blu-rays that are coming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, it seems like we're in kind of 2016. We're all streaming now. I know 4K is not, you know, it's really heavy to stream, but it's doable. But now they've just announced all these new 4K Blu-ray players. At first, I thought that we could just pop in the new 4K ones into regular Blu-rays because why not, right? I mean, they're powerful enough. Nope, you gotta have a new one. And guess how much they're gonna cost? $400.
What?
Yep, $400 for a 4K Blu-ray player. So yeah. If you have a 4K TV, you want to play new 4K Blu-rays, the cost is going to be $400 up front. And then, of course, all these companies take advantage of any new DVD out there or Blu-ray. When Blu-rays came out, they were $30 a pop, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be $30 a pop again. So good luck, technology. This isn't really a way to push the new 4K, right?
I mean, it's obviously it's just a bad idea. You're trying to get people to buy a product, then you're like, oh yeah, by the way, you have to add on this, this, and this.
I mean, the TVs are getting cheap enough. You can get you go to Costco right now and pick up a 4K TV for $1,200.
Shameless promotion.
But you can't. Well, go to fucking Sam's then or Walmart. It's the same price, bro. But you don't get that. But you don't get that added warranty for free. That's the thing, is like you get the TV, but then you have no content. The only cable provider that's really pushing 4K right now is DirecTV, and then of course you get Netflix that's already streaming it, so that's included. It costs you like $1 more a month.
Yeah, to say you have to pay more.
Yeah, I mean, but still. Okay, so there's your two things. And then if you're not connected to those two things, you're like, all right, well, I love the Blu-rays, so I'm going to pick up the bill. Oh, shit. Now I need to pay $400 more and $30 a pop? It's not something that, you know, I thought this would be the year that we're kind of pushing the 4K thing, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
Yeah.
Eventually going to come down in price. This is all. I still think it's early adopter shit, really.
And then, but the point is that the streaming services, like you have the Roku 4, which is a 4K streaming box, which is $130.
When's that come out?
I think it's already out. It's already out.
What?
Yeah, it's already out. And so it's 4K ready. And then you have the new Fire TV, which is 4K, is $100. And so it's, I mean, the streaming versus needing that physical media is really you're starting to see the price. And I mean, does it even matter anymore for doing a hardware like that? And, you know, the title of the story got me interested because it was like, okay, well, 4K Blu-ray has already lost to streaming. And it's a good argument, you know, when you can get a streaming box for around $100 that's 4K, all your content is going to be 4K at some point. Mm-hmm. So the technology is kind of dead or dying before it even hits living rooms. And plus, Blu-rays are still so new and they look so good to the general public. You know, a 10K Blu-ray, they're just like, I don't need a 4K. Mm-hmm. I just don't. So that's my thoughts on it anyways.
It's just, I mean, especially coming out of CES where there was so many TVs that even beyond 4K now, aren't they? Isn't that like the new thing?
Well, they announced an 8K TV, but that shit's like $500,000.
Right.
But
you don't want to drop that kind of money for a television?
With the generation, I won't say, I mean, I'll say ours. We can be included even though we're getting old. You know, the next generation, their TV watching isn't on a TV. It's on the computer. It's on these little tablets. It's you know, I mean, it's everything's changing, and I don't know if you can sell them a 21-year-old on a Blu-ray disc anymore, especially a 4K one. But that remains to be seen, I guess. We'll see, and we'll check you guys back up in a year. Let's see, we're running down here. Only a couple stories left. We'll get through these. I know people are itching to watch us play some fucking games. Am I right, viewers?
Are we doing something tonight?
I don't know. Who knows?
I was throwing.
Maybe, probably.
No. That was, I was projecting, and I was getting people excited. It's called the build up, and that way people stick around.
And then get them in for the letdown.
Right. And then we let them down later. So, Rocket League season 2 kicks off in February.
Yes.
And if you, they are making a lot of changes. They're getting rid of the two separate, what are they called, ranking up systems. Mm-hmm. No longer will you see the pro, all pro, and all that. You will now see yourself when you go into rank play and all that. You will be automatically put into a tier based on what you are, and then you'll get little symbols next to your name to say, you know, how good you are, shit like
who
that. Who you is. So it's pretty good. It's coming in February. I'm sure you're going to get some new cars, a new, you know, new arena and shit like that. But it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully, we get back into it. I know we've lost a little bit of steam.
see what you did there.
We'll get back and do it. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta do a drunk Rocket League. So we did one already for January, but we gotta do one for February, I guess.
Yeah, we gotta get into that.
It makes me so tired just thinking about it.
I'm gonna skip this next one. I'm gonna skip this next story because who cares?
What?
Oh yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them.
Mortal Kombat 10 will not be receiving any new updates or content on the PC, so fuck them. Warner Brothers has once again found a way to fuck over the PC community. Awesome. Thank you so much, Warner Brothers, for that. I mean, the sales weren't that great to begin with, but still, 500,000 players, according to Steam Spy. Purchase, I mean, that's how many registered copies are on Steam.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still like, I don't know.
It's a bummer, man. Me and Thomas and our friend Topher, we play it on PC, and it actually looks better than the console. And you know what? There's just no love for it. And it's fucking sad.
Yeah. And I guess they're not making money with it, which is, I don't know, you know, maybe somebody listening can let us know the development. What goes into it to make a port to the PC, but it's fucking made on a PC. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, just hit export. Done. Let's see here. What else? Okay, we're going to finish off with this little piece of shit.
It's your favorite person.
We have grown to hate this man. We're not, we're of course talking about Oculus founder Palmer Luckey.
Palmer Douchey
is in trouble with the law. He is in a lawsuit over using confidential info. So he is following in the footsteps, of course, his buddy at Facebook, who is, I guess a judge has ruled that the Facebook court accused him of breaching a contract with Total Recall Technologies by using its proprietary process to create the Oculus Rift. So pretty much essentially he was at this company, he was like, oh shit, this is some cool tech for some VR. Stolen! Build my own. And start a new company over it. And so I hope he loses. Of course Facebook backs him and they're just gonna pay some fucking money. But you know, there were actual charges against him, but those got dropped. So now it's just the lawsuit.
You don't steal from Total Recall.
Yeah. And
I was just thinking about that. Like, that's the name of your company? Like
it's a badass
shit.
It's a badass name for a company. I want to name a company after a
also
movie.
Applies the future.
How long have you guys been open?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Let's see. Elite Dangerous Dev is focusing on the Steam VR and no longer supports the Oculus Rift. So we're already seeing some lines being drawn. I think that we're going to start seeing a lot of this because a lot of devs have come out saying that the Steam VR is 10 times better than the Oculus. And, you know, just saying, Oculus is, it's a, hey, thanks for opening the door. Now let the Steam just, let Valve just fucking kick it open and walk right through it. So... I hope they succeed. Steam, not the Oculus. We'd like to thank our sponsors at the end of this wonderful show. Doug, can you do that for me? Because
yeah, sure. Let me see if I can remember who all of them are now, because we have so many of them now. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Kiwi, mm-hmm. who donates like a motherfucker. Don't forget to check out his Twitch, his Twitch page at Kiwi Streams and his YouTube at Kiwi Gaming. Let's see, our girl Rang. She's now an official sponsor of the 8-Bit Geek.
Thank you, Ray.
This is your one shout out per month. Your
one, you know, but we've already given you one. Check out our new show with her over at 8-Bit Bits on Audio Boom and also on our iTunes. All that fun shit. We do a new show,
hey,
8-Bit Legends, where we're talking about Legends of Tomorrow.
Before we go any further, we got to give a shout out to the OG who's been with us since the beginning.
Our boy Ryan, my homeboy Ryan.
Ryan, who I get to share a bed with in June.
And I get to film it.
One, two.
And Doug, Doug.
Does that mean you and me are sharing a room there, Dougie?
I don't know. Who knows? We may have to get three rooms.
What?
Are we going to
What?
I've got to be by myself.
No, you do not, Doug. unless you are coming out of pocket. Dougie is.
Oh, he's going to be coming somewhere.
Jesus.
Okay. Let's
end then,
this.
And then our boy Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Whose message this week, because he pays for the $10 to have a message on the show. I'm writing this on the fly. But bear with me, Ed. I hope this is good enough for your $10. This one goes to Jer, and it says, bitch.